Okay, so there, overall, there are two different pieces on here. Hey, it looks like more than two, but two separate ideas, I guess, from the Ksava Kabbalah. God willing, we'll get to the second one. See how we do time-wise. The first one starts really with the Pesukim in Source 1. We have the description of Lot being kidnapped. Vayichu es Lot, ves Rechusho, ben Achi Avram, ve'eilichu, v'hu Yoshib Sdom. Yavo apali biaged l'Avram ha'ivri, v'hu shochem be'alonim amre, amori achi eshkoa v'achi anir, then bale v'ris Avram, etc. And then we know the rest of the story, that Avram goes and rescues Lot. And what the Ksava Kabbalah is going to focus on right now is why in Pasuk Yud Gimel does it suddenly say Viavo Hapalit Viage Lavram Ha'ivri? Why does it give this descriptor? Why does the pasuk attach this descriptor to Avram? And that's exactly what he says here in Source 2. Lavram Ha'ivri Bashar Makomos Lo Huzkar Rak Shem Avram Levado. Everywhere else in Mikra it just says Avram. Vekan Tzirof Gam Shem Yehuso Shu Ivri. Whereas here, it seems to attach some description of his lineage. So, why is that? First of all, kirach mebichinazo, he's aura apalit lagid hadavar alav. It's only because of the fact that he was Avraham Ivri, not just because he was stam Avraham. Did the palit this? How do they usually? It's like convict or escapee. Fugitive is how that's the word I was thinking of. The guy ran away from the camp from being kidnapped. That seemingly is the only reason. It's hinting to us that is why he went to Abram. Lioso Ivri, because he's an Ivri. She's Ora Lachzik Bumunas Achtus Elokus. And there I forgot to change the hey to a kuf, so it's full on Shemas. Hafech das Amrafel Shu Nimrod. And now this is where it's starting to get interesting. He's telling us what Ivri means. That he was, he kind of aroused to hold on to monotheism. Avram was the first monotheist. Hafech das Amrafel, he was the opposite of Amrafel, i.e., which Chazal in Gemara Erev and Nun Gimel Amad Aleph tell us is Nimrod. And Rashi quotes this idea, right, I think, on this spot here, or just before, where the Pesukim describe Amraphel and the other Malachim. So it sounds like this refugee or fugitive knew of the whole dispute between Nimrod and Abraham. And Nimrod was Minatzim b'milchamazo, and Nimrod was not necessarily the leader of the kings here, but he was amongst the kings who were going and quashing the rebellion at the time. And it's because of Nimrod that Avram had to leave. So he's saying that this palit, the fugitive, came to Avram. It almost comes across as a political move, that he knew Avram is Avram, and that he had been, he and Nimrod had quite a clash, and they were essentially opposites. And so now that they've been kidnapped by and taken captive by these kings, and that includes Lot, who better to fight against Nimrod than his kind of arch enemy, as it were?
I just think it's interesting. I think the police intention was he thought Avram would have been political, like he would want the revenge. But I think that if the pasuk points it out, why does Avram get up and bring the bench out of because it was about Lot. For him, it was completely about Lot.
It was a blood relation.
It was, he cared about Lot, and therefore he didn't care who the king was. It was Lot was in trouble. He had to save him, and maybe that even might even play into what the identity is in Ivri is.
Yeah.
He might not have that, you know, political motivation that the public kind of thought he
was. So actually, if you jump to Source 7, this is Rav David Tzvi Hoffman has a different approach where he says, Avos u'mishpachoseihem nikru ivrim b'fi haknanim v'gam b'fi hamitzrim b'sor tzeav shel Avram aforesan. They're all kind of from the same lineage. Nechdo Shil Noach, Vagam Hem Kino Atzman B'Shem Zeh. Fine, that's why they're called Yivrim. It's what you're saying, that it's a family, basically. And then he asks the same question in the third line that starts with Amit Rachesh. Lamu Pone Davke El Avram. Why does he turn specifically to Avram? He could have turned to anybody. The first person he sees, you know, just call 911 or what have you. Enze Eli Mashum Shiyada. He knew Sha Avram Ivrihu. Viki Karov Hu Efo El Lot. He's related to Lot. So who better, who's going to get more invested in this than Avram? Sha Afu Yodea Hayek Ivri. Yidua Hu Hayek Ivri. Excuse me. He was known as being a part of this Mishpacha. Muta. Yeah, mutar la lo efo la palit la niach she Avram yichush le ezraso shel krovo. He's again, he's kind of the same idea there. That who better, or who's going to be more invested in saving him than a family member, i.e., Avram? Right. He just had right. When you think about it practically, if you're escaping, yeah, right. So that makes a lot. So that's what I was about to say. If you're running away from being kidnapped, are you going to go search out a specific person or just the first person you see? Like you're running out of the woods on the side of the road and the first car that passes by, you're going to try and flag them down versus I'm going to wait for a specific person to drive by.
I think he's the first one in the point that Punk came down for the Auburn and he didn't. He was looking for Avram. He knew Avram had a connection.
Right, because that's I mean, that is what the Pesukim seem to say. They Viava Apali Viage La Avram. Sorry? Yeah, right. There are a lot of different themes being tied together then. But, right, so with all that background, that it does seem to be very in line with Pshuto Shel Mikra to say that it's a family issue. That's why he went to Avram versus any of the other views we have on what Ivri means. Which, saying it's a family, a term for this family who are descendants of Aver, is not what Rashi says, for example. And actually put Rashi on here, but in source 4, just the first four words there, Ivri, Shabama Eber Anahar, is Rashi's Peirush. They're from the same region. So this Pali was from New York, Avram's from New York, Lot's from New York, the New Yorkers say other New Yorkers. I don't know if that's true, but I don't right. It's one of the subway ads that nobody pays attention to, but yeah. So that was a bad example, but right, then we'd have to figure out Achiv doesn't literally mean Achiv, it means
you're more likely to pull over if you're Jewish. You're more likely to pull over if you see someone
on the
opposite side of the road.
Oh, so let's go to
might be the family pie. I think it's a better example than the New York piece.
Yeah, but that actually could be Lav Dafka family. That might not necessarily be family. Let's look at source 3 because it could go in. There are going to be three different explanations for Ivri, and I think that example could go in any three directions. So he says, Lavram Ivri, this is the second piece. These are both together in Ksav Kabbalah. I mean, they're separate paragraphs and distinct. They each have their own Dibur Maskil, but they're obviously on the same words. But Bereshis Rabba, Issa Shlosh.
Does he do that, like when he's trying to follow more Peshat versus more Midrashic understanding?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
I'm just curious, because I've never learned from something like that, but there's been, like, you know, a comment here, a comment there.
Right. Not that I've seen so far. I haven't gone through every last piece, obviously, but I haven't seen him doing you know, multiple pieces on the same word or words that often. When he does do it, it seems to be like here, where he's focusing on two different issues. In the first part, he's saying, why did you even mention this extra word in the first place? And now he's going to tell us what exactly Ivri means. He hinted to it in the first piece, but now he's going to actually address it head on. So he says, in Bereshis Rabba, in the Midrash, there are three opinions as to what Ivri means. Achad shehu shem, or Rishon shehu shem mishpacha, liyoso mi b'nei banav shel Eber. Fine. The family approach. Hasheni shehu shem mekomi. It's a regional thing. Liyoso mi Eber anahar, which is viewed as a region. We have it in other places. He's going to hint. He's going to state this later on, I believe, or maybe not. But Yoshua Chafdali, the very end, when Yoshua gives his final speech, he describes that you came at Evar Nahar, referring to the whole nation.
Yeah, it's a possible quote in the Haggadah. Because I remember when I learned Yoshua Chafdali, so it's like, I know this person from somewhere. I hear it from saying the Haggadah. Your forefathers were
suggesting Evar Nahar. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Avram.
Yeah. I forgot that it was in the Haggadah. Yeah. It's like, I learned Yoshua, but I'm not that... I'm more familiar with the Haggadah, obviously, than Yeshua, but... right, so then it's just a regional thing. We came out of that region. Daber Balashan Ivri, and they happen to speak this one language. And then skipping to line 4, Vadas Shlishi is the final opinion, is Kol Olam Kulom Eiver Echad, Vu Meiver Echad. Right, he decided to spell out the word that time for whatever reason, and it's on line 4. But it's him against the whole world. There, it's all about theology. He's the monotheist against Nimrod and the rest of the world who are serving idols. That's one of the other places in Tanakh. Yeah.
When Yoda says, "I know,"
Oh, this man.
When we were in high school, when we learned Yonah, we learned the measures of Kol Olam
Yeah.
When we
learned
about Yonah saying
Ibrahim. Right. Okay, so, yeah.
By Abraham, I think it's easy to say, like, he's from the descendants of Eber. I think by Yonah, you have to come up with more, because, like, Abraham's close enough to Eber that people would identify as from Eber. Like, I feel like Yonah, you've got to come up with something different, you know, to Eber. Technically, he's descended from Eber, but, like, we're talking so many generations later. Why would he choose that as his identity? Like, clearly there has to be something more to it. By Yonah. I think by Abraham...
At the same time, we say we're B'nai Yisrael, we're B'nai Yaakov, we're B'nai Avram.
That's why it's interesting that Yonah adopted the shape of Ivri. Thinking would say he's from B'nai Yisrael.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see which one the Ksav HaKabbalah adopts and why he adopts it. It'll be an interesting contrast to that. But, Hishem Ever, Yisham Eishgam Al Shnei Hafachim Is Amtsim V'Dabar Shlishi. That is to say, Ever means not just, you know, a physical, I'm from over there, but also more of a, ideological, that's the exact word. There we go. It's talking about where the example he's going to give, Kagon Shnei Baalei Dinim Amis Amsim Bedin, that they are arguing that they are, that Amit is literally to grow stronger, at least in modern Hebrew, but here they're choosing sides, they're... I choose one side, you choose another side, and then that which is in the middle is being mitzamez. No say a mishpat shebeinehem hu davar mamutza. It's in the middle. Asher alav taruvos tonoseim. And that's what they're arguing about. The mixture of their arguments comes on that thing in the middle. Vem atzmam yikru ever echad mezeva ever echad shekenegdo. They're each called one side. And the other is called the other side. It's Tzadim Tzad Echad Mezei Tzad Echad Shikanegdo. And so then you can see how if we're going to say that by a court case, that you have the defense and the prosecution, so too you have the monotheist and the idolaters in our case with Avram. Kabashmuel Atem Tiu Leiver Echad Vani VeYonatan Leiver Echad. That's when Shaul decrees the fast during war. Yonasan unbeknownst to him tastes the what is it? Yaros B'dvash. Who goes? Oh yeah. That's how they get into the situation in the first place. Yeah. By saying, we're going to figure out who did wrong. My son and I, who obviously could not have done anything wrong, are over here, and the rest of you who probably did.
Not referring to
No. It's when he...
Right after that, following Craig, when they don't talk to Ethan, people are like, no, your father's in the show. He's like, I need to, and then... Yeah.
And here, at this point, Shoal doesn't realize that he's... It's actually Yonatan who's guilty. He thinks it's somebody else. V'Avraham li yesu choluk al anshei dora odos ha'emuna amitit. And so to Avraham, vis-a-vis monotheism. Zeh ha'davar memutza ben shnei atzadim. And that monotheism, the debate, that theological debate, was what was in the middle between the two sides. V'Avraham ha'yatzad shekenegda b'chol dora ha'cholkim al shem zeh nikra ivri. And that's why he's called Nibri. Not like what Rashi says, that it's a regional thing, or not like what we thought from Pshuto Shemikra and David Zvi Hoffman, that it's a familial thing, yeah. That it's a description of Avram, Lamod Yechidi Ba'olam, Betzad Negedis, Lekol Anshei Dora, Machvishi Kael, that he's standing alone against all those who are denying God. Hu Yotar Ikari Elad. That's the primary, the primary explanation of this word. Mishnemar Shehu Shemish Pachu Mekomi Levad. It's not, it makes a lot more sense to the Kesav of Kabbalah that should be the primary understanding of the word Ivri in this pasuk versus familial or regional. Gamlo Yitachan Lamar Sheikar Tam Hanachas Shem Ivri Hu Levad L'Shem Mishpacha, like what we thought. Kimederecha Ksuvim Liyachas As a built in noda be isham of forsam imeno be yotar. Sorry, that did not click in my brain. Ki mederech ksuvim liyaches is a built in noda be isham of forsam imeno be yotar. Kimo kish avi shaul. We're relating, we don't know who kish is, but we do know who shaul is. Yachis kish ha built in noda be shaul of forsam maod. Anam Avram liyosam a forsam lana be ksuvim be masav and yichbarim yotar me eder. Oh, okay, yeah. I was thinking of it backwards in my mind. We don't really know much about Aver from the Pesukim. We do know a lot about Avraham relative to Aver from the Pesukim. So it doesn't make sense to say, oh, Avraham is a descendant of Aver, because then we're saying somebody is a descendant of, essentially, quote-unquote, nobody. Where the precedent we have from Kish Ave Shoal is, we're telling you who Kish is based on the fact that you know who Shaul is. So to say who Avraham is based on the fact that you know who Aver is doesn't make any sense, because you don't know who Aver is in terms of who he is as an individual. Asher Rak Matzad Kabbalah Yadonu L'Navi. We know just through tradition that Aver was a Navi, and you know, you have Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver and others. Right, yeah. So that's what he's saying. That's Alpi Kabbalah. That's
and then Aver, I think, named his son Peleg, who's
Yeah. Right, because that was previous. Yeah. Right. So. But in that again, that's from. That's still tapping into that the Masorah. Right. I mean, you still have to figure out why in the world he named him Peleg, but I'm not going to assume it's something that happens in the future. Right. So it's to who's Aver? Why would I call him Aver because he's a descendant of the Aver? Yaches Avram Anoda, but Aver Abilti Noda. And I can't say it's regional. Halogam shar umos rabos haya toshve Aver Nahar. There are other people. Why is that? That's not. That doesn't communicate a whole lot to me, because any number of people could have been from that region.
Because that doesn't explain to you like why he came down from Avram.
Right. Well. Presumably, if he's yeah.
I
felt
his name was political.
I can't remember
what I thought. Oh, you have your go fight your countrymen? Go. Right, back in your hometown. We know what happened back in high school. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, so that. I mean, that's part of what's really interesting about his approach, because. It's very hard. You could develop arguments for each of them, and also just looking, does it actually really fit with the words. Like, how does it fit in with Achiv? And is, you know, that sounds like familiar. That approach. If we take the Ksav HaKabbalah's approach, what does it mean that Ki Nishba Achiv? That it doesn't mean familiar, but it means your man in faith. Right, they do happen to be related regardless of their shared religion. But I mean, it is true, we call each other Achim, even though we're not literally blood related.
It's like when we back hit on the highway and like we pulled over and then like waiting for like till the state troopers come, like it was actually fine, like we took the car home. On the way back visiting day like 2 summers ago, and we're like just sitting and we're probably like somewhere near Muncie, whatever, and so some couple pulls over and asks us if we want to ride to Muncie. Because like we're sitting on the side of the road.
Right. Yeah, that's
like,
a,
you know, like,
so that's what I was kind of thinking about when I saw this piece. If you assume that it's family, then it becomes the message that we can take from this is much more limited. If it's regional, it's also limited. But if it's this monotheistic idea, then events like that make sense. I mean, that's also kind of family, I guess. Once it's two Jews, but. I was wondering, what happens if somebody's in trouble on the street? Do they run to the first person that they see? Or if there are two people there and one's a monotheist and one's clearly not a monotheist, however you could figure that out? Who do they run to?
But also that might also play into who this Pelman was. Like, meaning his motivations and why he's been running who he runs to also depend on who he is. I feel like maybe the Medrash that it was old when he wanted to name Rashi, because he's considered
right.
So like, that was also motivation to go after the Avram.
Right. I hear that. I mean, that's, again, that's the same idea, the same issue with...
It's still the issue of Medrash, but I'm saying, right. I think that who you're going to identify him as is going to create... The question of would you run to any person or whatever depends on who the person themselves is,
right.
And what their values, where they
are. It also gets tricky because nobody's addressing... I mean, I guess Rav David Zvi Hoffman does address that, where he says, Lama hu pone dafka el Avram, he went specifically to Abraham. And that's what it seems to be the assumption, as opposed to, you were just kidnapped, you want to be rescued, you want everyone else to be rescued. You wouldn't go specifically to one person, so you would go to the first person. Right, so here he seems to be going, sending back... You know, reinforcements to help Lot specifically. So he's going to Avram specifically because of Lot, not because of anyone else. He's already free.
Also, how close are they? Because, like, I mean, when they split up earlier in the parsha, Avram seemed to indicate if you go that way, I'm going that way. So how close were they really?
But they leave on. As long as we don't have any clashes, we're on good terms.
I'm saying in terms of this refugee coming to run to Avram, is how close is Avram really to Lot?
Physically or?
Physically.
Oh, physically. Yeah, that I don't know.
I'm saying, like, meaning, like, did it even make sense that he's the person that this Khalid's going to come to, you know?
Right, physically and otherwise, it's...
I think that might be why Rashi adopts that Medrash, because he's like trying to, you know...
Right.
Figure out, like, why else would he be motivated?
Well, I mean, that's fundamentally why everyone's arguing about this.
Right.
Is why in the world are you going specifically to Avram? I mean, that was... The mindset that I was having trouble getting out of, because I'm assuming nowadays you're not just going to run to once, but you go to the whoever's.
But instead, if the person was trying to tell us that he just ran into Avram, he said Vayarin Avram, and then like it says Vayavo Hapalit Vayagil Avram.
Right, it sounds very. No, yeah, it does sound. There would have been other Lashonos we could have used that he bumped into him. I can't remember what. With Yosef bumping into the man in the field. I can't remember what word we use, the Torah uses there. But it's very... Yeah. So that it would have said that. He happened upon Avram. And it's, this is perfect. Hashgach HaPratis. You know? Right, so it does sound very calculated here. Yeah. Oh, this clock is like 3 minutes slow, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so there's... Oh, the second idea, he has to re-understand B'meida, This one, to be completely honest, I put it on here. I haven't had enough time to prepare it fully, so I'm not going to be able to give it over like Pekitzer. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day. Good travels.